I'm Kara Lamar. Welcome to the ST Lee Compass, brought to you by the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers. The ST Lee Compass is your convenient and reliable resource for the latest developments in the tribology community. In today's episode, we'll feature an interview with the author, giving you the opportunity to hear from both of the editors of the soon-to-be three-volume set, Surfactants in Tribology. We'll get an overview of the set and some insight on the editors of these informative volumes from both Cash Mittal and Girma Birsaw. We'll talk to Kashmiri first, who will give some background on the books and provide some detail on Volume 1. Then we'll talk to Girma about Volume 2 and the soon-to-be-released Volume 3. Kashmiri Lal Mittal is currently teaching and consulting worldwide in the areas of adhesion and surface cleaning. He's the editor of 100 published books, as well as others that are in the process of publication, within the realms of surface and colloid science and of adhesion. Mittal is the founding editor of the Journal of Adhesion Science and Technology and has served on the editorial boards of a number of scientific and technical journals. He was recently honored by the international adhesion community on the occasion of the publication of his 100th edited book. So, Cash, welcome to the ST Lee Compass.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you. So, first I want to start out with, how did you get the idea for the book?
Well, the idea was like this. I have been running a conference called Surfactants in Solution, we call it SIS, that has been running since 1976, and it is on a biennial basis. So the surfactant thing has been running for quite some time, and then I met Girma, that was, let's say, 7-8 years ago, and then we talked about it, and I said, well, you know, surfactant meeting we are running, and surfactants are important in tribological phenomena, why don't we bring the two together, and that will be a nice marriage between these two topics. And so first time we had a symposium with the title called Surfactants in Tribology, that was in 2006 in Seoul, South Korea. And we invited number of people, and the response was quite enthusiastic, because this was the first time that these two seemingly disparate topics were brought together.
Okay, so what are surfactants, and how does relate to tribology?
Yeah, surfactant, a common example, a mundane example is soap. Soap is also a surfactant, and one way to define is that, like, if you take water and if you put some material in it, and that reduces the surface tension of water, so it's called surfactant. Actually, it's called even surface active compound. Or in Germany, they call it tensides or tensio active, means anything that works at the surface and reduces the surface tension. And just to give an example, like we use detergent for dishwashing, okay? So what happens when you use detergent, the surface tension of water goes down. By the way, surface tension of water is 72 millinewton per meter, but it can go down to, let's say, 30. And that way water can penetrate between the dirt and the your pots and pans. And that's why it can lift the dirt, and that is the mechanism of detergency. I'm just giving an example. But surfactants have very wide application, from biomedical to all kinds of industry, like emulsifiers, for example, or foaming agent. Those are also surfactants. So there are four different types of surfactants, and depending upon the application, we can call them emulsifier, like any of these candies, cookies, biscuits you buy. If you look at the ingredients, they have these emulsifiers like lecithin. That's a surfactant too. And then there are biosurfactants, like lung surfactants and all these. But basically, soap is a very good example of what a surfactant is.
Okay. And then, so how does that relate to tribology, or what are the applications
there? First, let's look at tribology. The word tribo means rubbing. Tribology means study of materials in relative motion. And it subsumes three different subtopics: friction, lubrication, and wear. So if you have, like, surfactant, they are used as lubricant. And if you use lubricant, then you cut down on the wear of the test piece, or a work piece rather. So surfactants are very important, like in even your engine cleaning. They use a lot of surfactants. Lubricants, those are all surfactant-based.
Okay, yep. Well, that's good to know.
Yep. And by the way, in the old days, I'm talking about maybe 200-300 years ago, they were using even water as a lubricant in the chariots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now we have all kinds of synthetic materials which are much better. So it can reduce the friction, it can reduce the wear, and it can be a good lubricant. And that's what the role of surfactant in tribology is.
Okay, great. So are there other books on this topic that exist?
Well, there are books on surfactants, there are books on tribology, but to the best of my knowledge, this is the first time that there is a connection between the two.
Well, that's pretty neat. So how does this differ then from those existing books?
Well, they differ in the sense there are books that deal exclusively with surfactants, their properties, characterization, and whole host of applications. And there are books that deal primarily with the tribological phenomena, like mechanics of tribology, all kinds of things. But this is the first time where we are focusing on role or relevance of surfactants in tribological phenomena. Tribology is a big field. There are books and journals. There are a number of journals in the field of tribology. But our thirst was to show how surfactants are important in tribological phenomena.
So who is the intended audience then for the book?
Oh, the intended audience, because here in this book, volume one I'm referring to, we have a fundamental research to application. So the audience will be those who deal in the automotive engineering, chemical engineering, petroleum engineering, even nowadays in the area of biomedical, in the area of fluidics, okay, because when you transport like liquid, and if you can reduce the friction, well, then you can speed up the transport of the liquid. So nowadays, this what we call microfluidics, nanofluidics, in that the fluid flows through, let's say, a pipe. It's not a pipe, but just for example. And if you reduce the friction, well, that's a big advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So all kinds of industries, petroleum, chemical engineering, and even plastics, because plastics, if you reduce or change the surface tribological behavior, again, remember, tribology is friction, lubrication, and wear. So if you can reduce the wear of any material, well, that's a big step forward.
Definitely. So, yeah. Okay, so you referenced this is, we're talking about volume one. So what, I guess, what is the focus of volume one and what are some of the topics that are covered in the book?
Well, I mean, in volume one, we are talking about like how the surfactant, the mechanism, that's one of the things. So the first chapter actually is called Introduction to Surfactants, to orient the people, because those who are hardcore tribologists, they may not be aware of surfactants. So in volume one, the first chapter is on introduction to surfactants. What are surfactants and their mechanism by which they control friction, lubrication, and wear? And then after that, then we have topics very practical, like some of the lubricants, even the area of automotives. And nowadays, by the way, because of the mantra, these days is think green, go green. That is, and every industry is striving to have all green products. So in this book, we have even like bio-based surfactants. See, mostly surfactants, they are derived from petroleum sources and others. But those are dwindling now, so everybody is going to kind of bio-based, natural-based. So there is a chapter even on bio-based lubricants. So that's one thing important. Second, like I said, there is something called MEMS and NAMS. MEMS stands for micro electromechanical systems and nano electromechanical system. Now I'm talking about nanoscale. Remember, these days, green and nano, these are the buzzwords. So everything's getting to nanoscale. So what happens, like when you talk about nanoscale, maybe even the laws of physics will change. Maybe there will be whole new field of tribology, which is called nanotribology, and there you need different kind of materials, which we call surfactants. So there is, an interesting chapter on tribological phenomena in MEMS and NAMS, M-E-M-S, N-E-M-S. And then there is another area which is called self-assembled monolayers. Self-assembled monolayers means you can deposit a monolayer of a material using like surfactant, and that way you have controlled structure of that layer. And those are used now for controlling lubrication, friction, and wear. The reason being, let me give an example. In head and disc industry, you have a disc on which there is information, and head is supposed to glide over the disc. If the head sticks to the disc, that is the end of it. So there, actually, you do not want adhesion. Adhesion is bait navar. Adhesion is an anathema. So in head and disc industry, they call it stiction. So they don't want stiction. So how do you print stiction, or how do you keep the head and disc apart? By using a lube. They call it lubricant layer. But the problem is that the distance between the head and the disc is shrinking. Let's say when it was wide gap, you could use anything. But now the distance is shrinking, so you cannot put a very thick layer of lubricant. It has to be very, very thin, T-H-I-N. And this is where the self-assembled monolayers play an important role.
So does the book provide some ideas for either future research or any kind of research and development efforts?
Yes. Yes, it does. Because, again, going back to the area of NAMS and MAMS, micro and nano fluidics, that opens up the whole area that we need new materials, and the as well as we need new physics to understand what is happening at the nano level.
So who are some of the authors that who are some of the authors of the chapters, and what do the chapters?
Well, I think the first chapter we have so-called in Fundamentals of Surfactant, Professor Michael Free from University of Utah. We invited him to write specifically surfactants and orient the people what they are and all these things. Then in the area of head and disc, or you can call it magnetic recording devices, we have a guy from Hitachi. Okay, he wrote a very nice chapter. And then we have even Professor, I'm pronouncing it correctly, Mabaudian from Berkeley. And he has on role of surfactants in MAMS. Okay, and then we have some Dr. Yapu Zhao from China. He's talking about again friction at nano level. See, the main thing is what will happen, that there used to be called micro level. Actually, you start macro, which is very big, then micro, which is small. Now everybody is going to nano. And the question is that the laws of friction, there is an old rule called Amundsen's law in friction, whether that will apply at the nano scale or not. So this book provides some ideas how to control the tribological phenomena at atomic or nano level. And as I said, that's going to require new materials, new instruments to monitor, as well as the new mechanism and physics.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to add about Volume 1 or to share with the audience?
Well, I think Volume 1 was our first attempt, again, to bring the two topics together. I mean, to somebody, to the uninitiated, they may look like very different topics, frankly. That's why I use the word disparate topics. But when you look into a little more deeply, you see there is a connection between the two. So the series we have started, and we hope to continue it, because then Volume 2 is out. Volume 3, Ingarma and myself, we are working right now. And that will be, I think, done by the end of this year, will be printed. And then we plan to have actually another symposium coming up in Edmonton, Canada, in 2012, and that will be the basis for volume 4. So our intent is in every volume provide more up-to-date information as well as new emerging topics.
Great. Well, then we will turn to Guillermo, who will talk about volume 2 and 3. Yeah. So thank you so much, Cash.
Well, it's my pleasure, and if you have any further questions, feel free.
Thank you, Cash, for that interview. And now we'll turn and talk to Guillermo, the other editor of the soon-to-be 3 volumes, who will provide more detail on Volume 2 and Volume 3. Dr. Bearsaw is a research chemist or lead scientist with the Agricultural Research Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Peoria, Illinois. Dr. Bearsaw has a Ph.D. in physical organic chemistry from the University of California, Davis, and years of tribology research experience at the Aluminum Company of America and ARS. Dr. Bearsaw has authored and co-authored more than 200 invited and contributed scientific publications and presentations, including 3 edited books, 7 book chapters, 6 U.S. patents, 26 proceedings, and more than 60 peer-reviewed manuscripts. So, Guillermo, welcome to the ST Lee Compass.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here. So we talked to Cash about Volume 1 and got a little background on the book. And now what I want to do is talk to you about Volumes 2 and 3. So first, how did you get the idea for doing another book or two more books? And what kind of gave you the idea to continue the series?
The series really comes out of this a series of symposia we do every other year. I don't know if Cash mentioned to you the Surfactant in Solution Symposium series.
Mm-hmm.
It occurs every other year.
Yeah.
And this year is happening in Canada, but the previous year it was in Australia. So every other year when this conference occurs, we have a special symposium specific to surfactants in tribology. And so we invite people from who are very well in both surfactant and tribology, invite them to make presentation. Based on the presentations on this conference, we get the idea, you know, what is the latest and what needs to be in the next volume. So that's how we do it.
Okay.
After the conference, we send out invitation to the people who made the presentation, as well as people who have the knowledge in this area, but didn't make it to the conference. So we canvass around the world to get the best people in this field to ask them to submit chapters.
Okay, so Volume 1, Cash mentioned, you talked about fundamentals of surfactants, you talked about MEMS and NEMS. Automotive applications, bio-based, things like that, things of those nature, nano applications. What does Volume 2 cover?
There are about 20 chapters in Volume 2, which we have grouped into 4 parts. There is about 6 chapters on films, membranes, and self-assembled monolayers, and how they're relevant to tribological behavior. We have a second part on emulsions and aqueous systems. Then part 3, we have 5 chapters on bio-based lubricants. These are very upcoming topics. You know, everybody's trying to go away from petroleum-based lubricants to bio-based lubricants, so we cover this area. And then we have another chapter grouping a variety of topics, including the tribology of magnetic recording devices. That's another area, as recording devices become more dense. That means they store more and more information. The lubrication issue becomes more and more complicated. So we also have chapter on automotive applications. Again, similar issues as engines become smaller and more efficient and they run very hot, the tribology becomes very important. And surfactants play a lot of important roles in this area. Other areas not included as a separate item, for example, antimicrobial surface active agents. If you're familiar with this, in lubrication, in some areas where there is very high degree of humidity, bacteria grow, and the lubricant must have some sort of antimicrobial capability. And most of these are against surfactants. So this book, Surfactant Tribology, brings together a lot of areas in which both tribology and surfactants are important.
Okay, so who's the intended audience for Volume 2 then? Is it the same as Volume 1?
It is the same as Volume 1, but in addition, it is geared towards people who do fundamental work, mm-hmm. As opposed to those who do practical work. There are a couple of chapters that really address practical issues, but most of the chapters are for people who do fundamental work.
Okay. So who are some of the authors and what are some of the chapters, if you want to highlight any in particular?
First of all, the authors of Volume 2 are very international. They are from around the world. We have a number of contributors from Japan, Miki Nakano, Professor Koji Miya. We have people from France, Professor Marjorie Schmitz and Professor Sophia Bistak. From the U.S., one name that a lot of people know, Professor Taiso, who is also the editor of Tribology Letters. Mm-hmm. We have from the U.S. again, Dr. Tom Karras, and he's a well-known tribologist on magnetic recording tribology. So these are some examples of people. We also have Professor Quintero from Venezuela. He's also well-known in the tribology of oil well drilling. That's one of the topics which we cover in Volume 2. A lot of people who work in the bio-based lubricants area, Dr. Steven Cermak, he's a USDA scientist who developed a new class of bio-based lubricants from soybean and other crops. Professor She, she is from Taiwan, another well-known tribologist. Self-assembled monolayers, also who do nanotribology, things like that.
So does the book provide some ideas for future research or R&D efforts? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, the book does provide some of these chapters really look at what has been done and kind of also show that what needs to be done. For example, Professor Tyson's chapter on surface chemistry at the tribology interface basically poses the issue, shows what has been done to date and what needs to be done from here on. That is a very, very difficult area he's covering, trying to model tribological phenomena that happen in a macro scale. Other works, for example, in the bio-based lubricants area, this is a very new area, and we have chapters that show what has been done to date, but there are a lot of issues that have yet to be solved. For example, bio-based oils have very serious problem with respect to oxidation. So these chapters point out those kind of problems and kind of chart out what needs to be done in the future to solve these problems and bring bio-based lubricants in wide applications.
Volume 3 is coming out at the end of 2012, Cash mentioned. So how does Volume 3 build on Volume 2? Does it address different topics? What's kind of included there? Or what can we look forward to?
It's a kind of both. There are some chapters that are basically a continuation of what has been done before. And there are also some chapters that are completely new that have never been covered by any of the two previous volumes. So I can give you examples. One chapter, for example, entitled Moving Contact Line Problems in Electrowetting, that's the chapter, the title of the chapter. This is a chapter by Professor Zhao out of China. This chapter really talks about wetting induced by electric field is applied to cause a liquid to wet a surface or vice versa. And wetting is a very important property in tribology. So this is something that has never been covered in either volume, in the past, Volume 1 or Volume 2, but it's also a very new area. So Professor Zhao kind of reviews what has been done and kind of puts his own spin on what needs to be done to move the field forward. This is just one example. We have chapters that give a serious look on what's called ionic liquid-based oil. There is another one which looks on silicone-based oils. These are, for example, two areas that have never been covered in previous volumes. On the other hand, we also have some chapters dealing with bio-based lubricants, which have been covered in previous volume, but they cover new areas that have not been covered before.
With volume 3 then, same kind of question, but does it provide some ideas for future research then?
Yes, it does. You know, the examples I gave you with electrowetting, for example, that's a fairly advanced field and it talks about what needs to be done to advance in that area. That's very important because there are a lot of devices that are operated by electric power and how liquids behave in the presence of when they are in an electric field. So that's very important. Other areas, Professor Takahara from Japan, he works on what are called ionic polymer brushes. These are polymers that are constructed so that they look like brush. And the tribology of these brushes is very interesting, depending on whether they work with oils or they work in water or in a combination of oils and water. So this is an area that's fairly new and will require further development in the future.
And who's the intended audience for the latest volume, I guess?
The latest volume really is focused not just on, it's focused both on people who are practical tribologists, people who use it. For example, people who do research in bio-based area will find this interesting. So are people who work, for example, in MEMS and NEMS. Okay, we have a couple of chapters in this upcoming volume on MEMS and NEMS. We also have people, for example, who work in the environmental area. We have a chapter on environmentally friendly surface active agents. I'll say the audience for this ranges from people who do practical work to people who do fundamental work. So it covers the whole range.
Is there anything else you want to leave listeners with before we end for today?
Sure. Two things. First is listeners need to be aware that surfactants in tribology play a lot of roles, very, very wide-ranging roles. Most people think, when they think of surfactants in tribology, they think of them as emulsifiers for making emulsions, for example, in metalworking fluids and so on. But surfactants play much more roles than just emulsification. They can be used to improve film strength. They can be used to improve anti-corrosion, to improve bacteria, antibacterial properties, also to improve film thickness. The second thing I would like to say that they need to look us up, you know, whenever we do this symposia every other year, you know, to be aware of that. And if they have opportunities to either attend or present in our symposium. So those are the two things I would like to say.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's always good to encourage people to get involved, to try and, you know, be a presenter or at least attend and get that valuable information firsthand. So that's always a good idea.
Yeah, so that's my suggestion because this is surfactant in tribology is a very important area. Unfortunately, it's not well known because these two subjects have never been put together, separated from the rest and discussed in the detail we're discussing them here. So,
well, now they do. They have an idea, and hopefully they'll pick up the book or, you know, give one of the volumes a look and see what they think about it. And it's good research.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you both for joining us today and for your insight. I'm Carol Lamar. For more news, information, and research on surfactants, please visit our website, STLE.org. Remember, if you're an STLE member, you can purchase the 3-volume set when it becomes available at a discount. You can look up all the books in the STLE store at our website, or for more information, you can visit the publisher, CRC Press, at their website, crcpress.com. Thanks for joining us today. This has been another episode of the ST Lee Compass, pointing you in the right direction.